Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And I'm back with Erica Flint, and we've got a new topic for you. The topic is, how to get clear and get results. We're talking about, you know what? It's hard to hit the target if you don't know what the target is, and a whole bunch more really important stuff that you're probably not thinking about. Let me tell you something about this series. Who is this for? These videos that come out every stinking week, they are for you folks who are in the hypnosis profession or are considering getting into the hypnosis convention. Every week we put out a brand new hypnosis video or audio, if you want to listen to it audio-wise, on one or two nuggets about hypnosis and how it's either about hypnosis or the hypnosis business. And you know what? They're free. Become a VIP member. Someone on CalBanyan.com, and if you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there now. There is a link on the page that says become a VIP member. It's free. All you got to do is let us know where to send the link, and we'll send you a link to a page that has every single title we've ever created that you can watch anytime you want, and we'll send you a notification of each new video that comes out. It's the best hypnosis deal in the world, maybe in the universe. All right, let me introduce Erica Flint. Erica Flint, she is a rising star in the hypnosis profession. I'm amazed at how together this hypnotist is. She got herself together very, very quickly. She came from the world of computers, software engineering, professional problem solving, and you know, one day, I don't know how it happened exactly, but she says, I'd like to work on the greatest computer in the universe, the human mind. And that brought her to the interest of hypnosis. She took hypnosis certification course near her in Bellingham. It whet her appetite, but it did not give her what she needed to really get going professionally. She got my 5-Path 2.0 video DVD series, studied that, and she said, wow, now I got it. She started seeing clients, started building her business. She loved what she was doing. She went and took our Week of Power advanced hypnosis class, and you know what, then there was just no holding her back. Since then, she's become full-time, replaced that old income. She has become a speaker at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, the Solid Gold Weekend NGH event in Las Vegas. She writes, and I'm just very proud to have her here on our program. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you very much. I'm doing great. And, you know, as you were talking about those things, they seem like a long time ago to me, which is very interesting because it really wasn't that long ago, but I think so many really amazing things have happened for me personally and in my business and the people that I've helped that it seems like it's been a long time, but it's still such a great ride. So before we get started, let me tell everyone about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. He's been in the profession for 20 years, giving back for 20 years, creating these hypnosis videos, almost 500 of them. By now, if you can believe it, he's won nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization. And I think I probably said that wrong. He has won every single award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, every single award, which is amazing. He's an author. He is a trainer. He is a speaker. He's appeared on radio and television talking about hypnosis and talking about his book, one of my favorites, The Secret Language of Feelings. And he's the trainer of some of the most successful hypnotists in the profession. And I'm just super happy to be part of this family, the 5-Path family, happy to be part of this podcast, giving back every week. And it's just such a joy to share this information. I learn something every time, and it's just great to be here with you, Cal. So happy to be here talking about this topic today, how to get clear and get results.
Wow, you sound fired up.
I'm totally fired up. Yeah, you know what? And this happens to me quite regularly, actually, whenever I think about all the cool stuff that we get to do all of the time. And it just really touches my heart. And that's where I live my life from that place now. And I feel really honored and lucky that I get to do this stuff every single day. It's not just helping clients, right? I mean, when we see really awesome results from our clients, that's amazing. But it's getting to work with you and getting to work with other amazing people like Celeste and Brenda and just really making a difference. I think we're making a big difference in the world, and that's just so rewarding.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's quite the crew. Like at the National Guild of Hypnotists, we had all these just such really great people. And who's that gal that works in your office, Shauna?
Shannon Wallace. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, she's doing great work, seeing a lot of people and helping a lot of people.
Yep. So many good people. All right, let's see here. How to get clear and to get results. So tell me, how did you come up with this idea and where are we going to go with it?
All right, so I came up with this idea because I was noticing in my practice how beneficial it was that I continued to kind of, I don't want to say course correction, but it's almost like, let's lead this back to where we started. When a client comes in and they want to achieve something important, I want to make sure that they get what they came in for. And guess what? It's often hard to do that when clients aren't really clear on what they want. And so the first thing that is important for us to do is when clients come in with vague or ambiguous goals, we really want to make sure that we clarify with them what they mean. Let me give you an example, Kel. I'm sure this happens. You could probably throw out 100 examples too, but I'm gonna throw out two of them. One of them is a client might say something like, I want to sleep better, right? And we don't really know what that means. If you just leave it at sleeping better, when you check in with your client later, how are you really going to know if they've achieved that goal? So it's really important to clarify with them what that means. Here's the other example, Cal, that I see all the time. A client might say something like, I just want to get healthier. Has that ever happened to you, Cal? Has anybody said that?
Right. And, you know, I'm going to let you keep going with this because I want to interrupt what you're doing. Keep going.
Okay. So the first thing that we want to do when we talk to our clients, so we have a kind of a procedure that we like to do with our clients. We do the pre-hypnosis. We do the hypnosis pre-talk. And then we do what's called the pre-hypnosis interview where we get a thumbnail sketch of the problem that the client is coming in for. And there's also, we want to know exactly what the client is coming in for. So they're going to fill out some type of a form or communicate to you in some way what their goals are for hypnosis. If those goals that are written down are in any way to you, if you can't picture them in your head, like, what does this mean? He's sleeping better. But, you know, I know what sleeping better for me looks like. What does it mean to you? We want our clients to specify what that is, because then we can help them achieve that goal. And so that's what I'm talking about here, Kyle, those kind of ambiguous or vague goals that aren't really quite defined yet. That's the very first thing that we should do, helping clients get clear on their goals.
Very, very good. So let me chime in a little bit now. So one of the challenges also hypnotists find is you say, why are you here? And they start telling you what they don't want rather than what they do want. And so one of the things that I don't want to do this anymore and I don't want to feel this way. Well, we want to start asking them, well, what do you want to start doing? Like, I don't want to procrastinate. Oh, okay, you want to stop procrastinating. If you were procrastinating, what would it look like? What would be going on? What would you be doing? And then we want to quantify that. And it's like, oh, well, maybe they're only being productive, you know, 2 hours a day because they're procrastinating so many other hours a day. We could also find out, well, they're at work, but when they're at work, they're not really working. So there's quantification and looking at the quality. So they're at work, but they're not really focused at work. So just having these discussions, and here's one more thing I'll throw out there real quick, and then you can run with it, is when we quantify these things, there's a thing called SUDS, Subjective Units of Distress Scale. But it can be used in a lot of different ways. You could say, okay, so you're sleeping right now on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the quality of your sleep? And they might say it's only a 2 or 3. And then as you're moving through the process, they can say, I'm sleeping better. We can say, okay, now on a scale of 1 to 10. And they can say, oh, well, now I'm like a 6 or 7. Good. And where do you want to be? Well, I want to be a 9 or 10. Well, good. Let's keep going. So there's finding out the quantity of something, the quality of something, and then using a subjective unit scale like that. How's that sound, Erica?
That's great, Cal. I love that. What did you call it? Subjective unit of what? What was the last word?
I think the original term was subjective units of distress scale.
Oh,
and it was like used for pain and It was used for other for pain and other things like that, and it's usually just abbreviated as SUDS, S-U-D-S.
Okay.
And so whenever you're trying to rate where they're at and how they're doing, it's really, really good, because later on, sometimes clients don't recognize how well they're doing. And we can say, you know, on day one, you gave your quality at work as a 2, and then the second week you said 4, and the next week you said 6, and, you know, now what is it now? And so having that almost concrete, it's still subjective, but it's, you know, written down in a very numeric, quantifiable kind of way, can be very reinforcing for clients and very useful to the hypnotist. If we're trying to get rid of something like pain might start off as a 7, 8, or 9, and then over a period of time, maybe the back pain is now a 3, 2, 1, 0, you see.
Excellent. Thank you very much. The other thing I like about that is you can ask your client, okay, so what would it, let's just say your client says to you, well, now I'm sleeping at a 3. Okay, great. What would it look like if you were at a 5? Now you can say, look, you could say, be like, you know, what would that be like for you if you were at a 5? Guess what this is doing? This is triggering in your client's mind the expectation of success. Like, okay, so what does this look like, right? So now they're using their mind to kind of create this idea of how they're going to be successful, whereas in the past, they might have only been thinking, like Cal was saying, about what they don't want. I don't want to be waking up in the middle of the night. I don't want to be, sitting there thinking all the time. Well, what is it like if it's better, right? So now we're initiating this part of the mind that's going to help them be successful. What do you think about that, Cal?
Perfect. You know, a lot of people, as I explained in the secret language of feelings, you know, they're upset about something. They might be angry, or they might be whatever, sad or lonely. And then they get frustrated, and then they get depressed. And when they're depressed, they're in this state of hopelessness. And we're in that state of hopelessness. They're thinking, what's the use? Nothing will work. And what happens is they lose the vision of success that you're talking about. And as we start asking them, what would that look like? Quantify it. Talk about the quality. Talking about it in SUDS. Then it gets them out of that stagnant state of hopelessness. And when I talk about depression in this case, I'm not talking about major depression, psychiatric depression. I'm talking about the normal, healthy depression that any normal, healthy person would have when they're just kind of giving up on something in their life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I love that, because we really need, you know, that vision of success. I really like that term, a vision of success, giving them something to kind of think about for the future, which is a very good segue for the next thing, which I suggest. So number 2 is check in on those goals every single week that you see your client. And Cal, you said this, sometimes clients don't recognize their own success. And so it's really important that when our clients come in, we still do a pre-hypnosis interview with them every single time they come in. You know, I like to ask them, what worked for you this week? And then I pull out the list and I'll say, where are you with, you know, how are you sleeping? Are you feeling healthy? We go through that list again. And I'll tell you, you know what? Sometimes clients achieve their goal. They're doing it, right? And so we can shift gears, and now we can extend that goal, make it a little bit of a different goal. And sometimes clients realize they don't want that goal anymore at all. I'll give you an example. Very common example. I help a lot of clients with weight loss, and one of the things that they want to do, I want to go to the gym for 30 minutes every day or a couple times a week. And a lot of times clients will come back and say, you know what? I don't like going to the gym. I don't like the gym. And guess what? Isn't that a win? Now they know they don't want that. The intention of going to the gym, we can still keep that. So instead, we come up with something different. We come up with, maybe they go walking or something like that. But having that goal there is taking them closer to where they really want to be, right, Cal?
You know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking that one of the things is there's goals and there's goals. And the goal with going to the gym is probably health related or beauty related or something like that, not going to the gym. The gym was like a tactic on the way to getting there, right? And so they try it out and they go, I am just not going to stick with that. I didn't like it. It's stinky or whatever it is, or it's inconvenient. It takes up too much time to get to the gym, whatever it is. And then you can focus back on, why did you come in here? right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. Because these tactics, like you're saying, I like that word, are helping them achieve their goal and helping them integrate some of these things into their daily life. So you're right. The intention a lot of times for going to the gym is just to get active, to kind of create some energy, burn off some steam, that type of a thing. And you don't have to go to the gym to do that at all.
Cool. What's next?
All right. So the other thing that is really cool about using this clarity to help our clients get the results that they want is that now that they have this idea, they have this idea of what success looks like. They've told you what it would be if it was 2 points higher or 2 points greater or better. Let's put it that way. Now you can use that in future progression in hypnosis session with your client. So you can say, and there you are. This is usually done at some point in the hypnosis session where you are taking them maybe a week, maybe even a week in the future. If this is a short-term goal, if it's a longer-term goal, you're taking them further in the future, having already achieved that result. So now you're using the information you get about the clarity of their goals in hypnosis to help solidify that. What do you think about that, Cal?
I was hoping you were going there. Perfect. Perfect.
Very good. All right. So then the very last thing that I like to do, I love doing this with my clients. I'll tell you something. You know, I really want my clients to walk in the office and say, you know what, Erica, this has been awesome. I don't even remember that person that I was when I came in the door. I know, you know, I kind of remember the feeling. I remember, you know, I have a picture over here, but I can't associate with that feeling anymore. There's been so many awesome changes. And so when a client comes in, I want to help remind them of all of the great accomplishments that they've had. So one last time, I want to go through that list that they started out on. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're going to check everything off that list. It's not done, okay? It's progress. So yes, you're getting healthier. Yes, you're sleeping better. Yes, you're, you know, all of these things. Some things can totally be checked off, like, no, you don't smoke anymore, like that. But some things are really more, you're on the path, you've made great progress, and this is going to be a change that you're going to implement for the rest of your life. And so clients are just amazed at all of the progress that they've made. And it's such an amazing feeling when we tie everything back, why they were there, the goals that they have achieved. And there's a lot more really cool things that you can do that with that too, helping clients understand how important it is to have clarity with their goals. This process worked for them, and so they can use it for other areas of their life too. So it's a really great technique to help your clients know how successful they've been and want to use hypnosis in the future and refer you to their friends and family. Right, Cal?
Right. And you know, what I'm really happy hearing what you're doing, because you're really setting yourself up for referrals. But I'm going to say one thing here, that this is the most awesome time to look at them and say, so what's next? So what's next? So many times our clients come in with a shopping list of things they want to work on, and we really kind of have to say, oh, okay, but we can't work on all these things at once. Let's pick the most important thing and let's start there. And then sometimes hypnotists forget that there was this shopping list, or that, you know, just because they've stopped smoking, or just because they've lost weight, or maybe they've lost their fear of public speaking, or whatever it is, doesn't mean that they aren't ready to continue to invest in themselves. They are in a much better position right now to work on an issue than they were when they first came in. When they first came in, they didn't know if this hypnosis would work. They didn't know if they could be hypnotized. But now they have this huge momentum and confidence going on because of the success they've had, especially if you do it the way that we've been pointing it out to you, you know, really showing them, you did this, you did this, you did this, and you can say, what's next? Or if they gave a shopping list at the beginning, make sure you wrote that stuff down, and you can point to the list and say, what's next? How's that sound?
I love that, Cal. And you know what's so cool is a lot of times you will already have fixed some of those things on their shopping list. I know that, I mean, this happens all the time, right? They come in with a huge shopping list, better relationship, sleep better, you know, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on and on. You focus on, let's just say, weight loss. You come back to that shopping list and you ask them, well, how is that relationship? Or how are you sleeping? Even if it wasn't on the list of things you were directly working on, a lot of times it will have improved drastically. Because guess what? When we work on an underlying root issue with our clients, it helps everything in their life. So our client is more successful, more energy, relationships have improved, everything is working in their direction. So I absolutely love that. So what's next? I'm going to use that, Cal. Thank you.
All right. Are we done?
We're done. That's it.
Awesome. All right, wrap it up.
I'm Erica Flint. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here today. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com, and I look forward to seeing you online or here again soon. I do have a training course in January 16th through 27th, so I hope to see you in class.
All right, thank you. Hey, you guys, you heard me talking about that Erica took the 7-day Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis Certification course. So all you guys and gals out there, you hypnotists, if you've been certified, you'd like to step up to the next level, and then what's coming up is November 6th through November 12th, right here at our center in Tustin, California, we've got our Week of Power. Now's the time. Why wait till next year? Let's get it done. And so check our website right here. There's going to be a link on right here with this video, and or it'll be up there in the navigation. Find out whatever kind of details you need to be in that class. And also, we got coming up, marketing video, all about how you can really begin to get more clients in, or if you got too many clients to handle, then what do? You raise your fees. And then also a ridiculously simple hypnosis technique to help clients meet their potential. So become a VIP member if you haven't already. It's free, and then we can give you instant access to all the videos we've ever done. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.